North Sound 1. Try to show!
A very good evening. Welcome to Cup Final Special Friday Sport. In the next 30 minutes, everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead, which means, of course, the William Hill Scottish Cup Final at Hampden tomorrow. A 3pm kickoff for Aberdeen against Celtic. And Dave Galloway, what's the manager been saying this week?
Well, Dave, speaking to Red TV, Derek says excitement and anticipation is building.
Everybody's busy, a lot to be getting on with. You know, delighted, as I said on Sunday, to finish a league campaign with such a positive result and performance. There were so many highlights from the game. And then, as I said, waking up Monday morning with a clean bill of health and having that focus now on the game. I think we need to remind ourselves it's an opportunity for everybody to enjoy it, enjoy being busy, and a lot to consider. But for the game itself, you know, I feel it's a game we can win. We've got to believe that. We've got to believe that we have the performance in us that can bring the trophy home. So from that side of it, it's just now about trying to fine-tune, you know, pick a team that we think can get the job done. And it might be a team for different parts of the game, but certainly a team to try and get try and start positive, certainly get a foothold in the game. We'll always use references for when we've played against Celtic this season, but I think the majority of references will be from maybe the last couple of games, and the 1-0 defeat at Parkhead, and then the defeat not so recently here, where we still felt that we did enough to give ourselves a chance to get a result. So we try and focus on one or two aspects of that type of performance, and then we just fine tune for the team and in the final preparations. No real surprise that it's nobody on the treatment table when it's cup final week, but everybody's itching to play their part. You know, I have got no concerns about the game, no unnecessary worry. The only thing I concern myself is trying to make sure we pick the right team, you know, but everything else, I really can't stress enough how much we're looking forward to the game. And we'll pick the team that we think is right, we'll pick the subs that we think can give us something from the bench if required. And I do think our subs will play a part. And there is the opportunity maybe it might go extra time and penalty. So all these sort of scenarios we have to make sure we prepare for.
Now, the gaffer's also updated us on why he's handed the captain's armband to Graham Shinney.
Graham will be my captain next season, and we just felt it was apt for him to take the team out on Saturday. It's to try and take the sting out of the whole situation as well at the minute. There's been far too much focus on Ryan and his situation. Ryan's made the decision to move on, and we've absolutely accepted that, and we've no problem with that. But just to try and be fair on everybody, on Ryan, but especially on the team, you know, it's so important that the focus and the support is on the team. Ryan, I spoke to over the last couple of days as well, and he accepts the decision that we've made. I think we have got players there who would fill that void anyway next season, but Graham was the one for me who will captain the team.
Good evening, you're North Sound 1's Friday Sport. I'm Dave McDermott. Joining me tonight, Dave Galloway, who we've already heard from, and also Andrew Shinen. Andrew, excitement is mounting. It's the city is all red and white. It's just been a real cup final week, just like a typical cup final week, and the weather's helped as well. It's been brilliant.
Yes, and I think there'll be a lot of sleepless nights tonight ahead of the game tomorrow, but there's great, as you say, excitement building around the city, and I think there's a belief starting to build as well that Aberdeen can actually go and end this dominance that Celtic have had over the domestic season here in Scotland, unbeaten throughout the league campaign. They've won the League Cup, but I think they're under a wee bit of pressure now because of all the talks just out on this game about winning the treble. And I think, as the manager said, you know, he just wants to make sure that everybody is right, because that's what it's going to require. Everybody bang on their game, and if they are, and we get the tactics right, and I think we saw in the last 80 minutes of the last league game between the sides, I think we have a fair idea what the tactics may well be. Get right into Celtic's faces. If you can do that, Who knows, we could be bringing the trophy back north come Saturday night.
And last weekend, Dave, the ideal preparation. Okay, Thistle had injuries, they had players playing out of position, but it was still a wonderful performance.
It was absolutely fantastic. I was sitting at home listening to you guys and your dulcet tones commentating on the game. Excellent commentary and a fantastic performance. It didn't seem to be any nerves. The players were out there enjoying themselves. The passing and the movement, it was almost carefree. It was great to listen to initially and then great to watch the highlights.
And I think one thing's for sure, Scott Wright will be involved in the more likely than not on the bench, I would suggest. We'll get your teams a bit later, but he's at least given the manager food for thought.
Yeah, fantastic for somebody so young. Hopefully this is him just bursting onto the scene and he's going to play a more prominent role next season, but for somebody so young to show such class and maturity out on the park, he's like an old head on young shoulders.
Absolutely. And again, the great news that other than Ryan Christie, who we knew was never going to be available for this, when everyone's fit.
Yes, as the manager said, you don't expect to see a treatment room full of players on cup final week, but there are no serious injury worries, no knocks, niggles, anything like that to concern everyone. So the focus can be purely on the game tomorrow. And yes, excellent news that we can have a full strength side, although I wish we could have had Ryan, because what a goal that fifth goal that was scored on Sunday was. When you see it from behind the goal, the technique was just unbelievable. And for Jadon Stockley to liken it to Zinedine Zidane striking the
And we
Champions
didn't laugh, because it was.
It was, absolutely. Just tells you all. And, well, let's hope it's not the last goal we see Ryan Christie score wearing a red shirt.
Absolutely. He's ruling nothing out now. Dave, you've been speaking to some of the players.
Yes, Dave. Midfielder Graham Shinney, he insists that taking over as captain will not change the way he plays.
Same would be said for Jacko if we both play. We'll both do the same things that we've done all season, and it's all about the team. The team are desperate to win this cup. The club, the management staff and everybody involved are just focused on trying to win this game, and that's what we'll look to do. I've got a great relationship with Jacko, and we'll both be the same on the pitch. We'll be fighting for each other, we'll be doing everything we can, and as a team I think we've got a great team spirit here. So like I said, it's all about the team and how we go about our business. The run Celtic have been on, it's going to be a big task, but I think if there is someone going to beat them, it would be ourselves, and we know that. So it's all about turning up on the day and playing to the best of our abilities and seeing where it takes us.
Can you use the fact that probably a lot of the outsiders, a lot of people outside the Aberdeen sport and outside Aberdeen FC, they're probably writing you off, can you use that to your advantage?
Yes and no. I mean, we know what we've got to do. We know we can beat them. It's been difficult. They've been on a good run of form, but I feel like we've had one of our best seasons as well, especially coming from last year. We've beat the points tally. We've had some big scoring games without me and the team. But no, it's been one of those seasons where, like I said before, if there's anyone that's going to beat Celtic, it would be ourselves. And on a cup final, anything can happen on the day. I've been involved in some good matches in cups where people getting sent off, decisions going the wrong way, and everything else that comes with a game. So you can't really predict what's going to happen. We just need to make sure that we turn up.
And with a 50-50 split of tickets, it'll be great to see so many members of the Red Army out in the terraces.
Yeah, it will be, and they've been like that the whole season. There was a massive turnout at Partick on Sunday, even though we've wrapped up the league in second place and basically done our business. It was a good chance for them to see some of the young ones, like Scott Wright scoring a hat-trick and things like that. But we know the fans are going to turn up in their numbers, and it's trying to repay them.
This is Cup Final Special Friday Sport. We'll continue our build-up to tomorrow's game after these.
North Sound 1, Friday Sports. Go, go. North Sound 1.
Welcome back to Friday Sport. We heard from Graham Shinney just before the break, and Dave, you've been speaking to some of the other players as well.
Yes, I had a chat with Mark Reynolds. The defender says everyone's fully focused on the task in hand.
We've always kept
things kind of internal, and we've always just worried about us and the game in front of us, and this has been in the back burner for a while. I think it's kind of the first game really that's kind of influenced other games, or maybe the last three or four games it's always been in the back of your mind, you've always had an eye on it, whereas I think the rest of the season it's always just been right, who's next, take care of them, who's next. So you know, it's nice to finally get it here and finally been the final run up to it, and as I say, we're in good form, we've had good results, good performances going into it, and I don't think as a club we could be any happier with the preparation so far, so long may that continue right up till Saturday.
Aberdeen don't normally have the tags of underdogs, Mark. Can you use that to your advantage this weekend?
I don't know, honestly. I think it's just one of these games. I think we just need to go in and give it our all. And as we've seen out there, if we don't start right, we're going to get punished. I think it just comes down to two teams for the 90 minutes and whoever kind of can come out on top. So I don't know what's going to kind of influence the build-up or what the story's going to be painted before it. I think just come the start of the game, come kick-off time, when you make sure we turn up, and we've got a wee warning out there. And for the first 10 minutes, we weren't quite right. We just weren't right, and they punished us with 3 goals in 10 minutes. And we know that's what they can do. So I think you've seen the next 7 or 8 minutes we can address that, and as you say, we went toe-to-toe and gave them something to think about. So I think it's more of that and less the first 10 minutes, and we'll have a right good chance.
Do you think it's fair to say all the pressure's on Celtic going into this one?
If you could say that, will it affect Celtic having all the pressure? I don't think so. They've went all season undefeated, they're used to winning trophies from one of the biggest teams in the world. That's Celtic, they're used to pressure. I don't think we're going to use that. That's not going to influence us. As I say, come 90 minutes it's 11v11, we feel we've got good enough players if we turn up that we can ask questions and hopefully come away with the trophy.
The manager has of course instilled his winning mentality in the dressing room at Aberdeen. How important could that sort of mindset be?
No, as I think, as you've seen in the last cup final, it kind of almost cost us. And it is, it's just been about getting used to being in these situations, the high pressure situations, and making sure you can turn up and do it in these situations for us. And as I say, we've done it more often than not when the question's been asked. Obviously, there's been times where we've not. So it's just about us going and getting the right mindset. And as I say, from 90 minutes, just make sure we go toe to toe with them and everybody stand up and be counted.
Now, I've also had a word or two with Joe Lewis. The keeper says the players are desperate to make up for the League Cup final letdown against Celtic earlier this season.
It was a long time ago, that game, really, so I think a lot's happened between now and then. You learn your lessons from performances like that, and we sort of moved on from that. So, yeah, we're looking forward to the game and learn from all the big games that we played this season, try and take the positive side of them into the game Saturday. Yeah, obviously, beating Rangers at their place was a good result. I think it showed that in the big games, in front of large crowds, the players have got the bottle and can produce performances to win games. So we can certainly take that into the final. We all appreciate it's a big occasion. Staying at home and trying to treat it like any other game, really, can be seen as a positive, I suppose. Yeah, everyone's got family coming to the game. It'll be a sellout. No one needs to tell us it's a huge game. We all know that. We're all aware of that, and we'll hopefully deliver a performance that reflects that.
Would it be fair to say, Joe, you go into this game without pressure because you don't have the burden of expectation on your shoulders, do you?
Yeah, I think so. I think we put pressure on ourselves regarding performances as we have throughout the season, really. Celtic will be favourites, that's for sure. Bookies favourites anyway, but we're certainly confident in our own ability that we can get a positive result. We just can't wait to get started, really. And we parted game. I think a lot of people felt sort of, you know, in the dressing room we took it seriously, and as you can see, the performances, we put in a great performance, but it was almost in the way a little bit for a lot of fans. You know, they just couldn't wait to get to the final, and that's the same for all the players, really. We just can't wait to get out on the pitch on 3 o'clock on Saturday.
Most people out with Aberdeen will have probably written the Dons off. Does that provide any extra motivation?
Not really, no. Not for me. I can't speak for everyone, but for me, there's enough motivation there for I think for anyone to put in a performance and want to win enough. It's a cup final, you know. If that's not motivation enough, then you're in the wrong game.
Joe Lewis there, and Andrew, but midfield, important area of the park, also the first 20 minutes, which was typified in the league game recently. What can happen if you don't concentrate 100% in the early parts of the game?
Well, that's it. I mean, I think the tempo of the game has got to be set very early on. It's got to be a high tempo from Aberdeen. I think the mistake we made in the League Cup final was that we sat off Celtic and showed them too much respect. I think, as I say, the game just a couple of weeks ago showed that if you get in their faces, they don't like it. And it will be interesting to see how how they'd react if that's the way it pans out tomorrow. But yeah, the middle of the park is the key area, I think. And you know, we've got strong players in there. We've got Graham Shinney. I think Ryan Jack will start the game, and you've got Kenny McLean in there as well. All three, probably three of the best midfield players in Scotland, until you look at the opposition side and then you see Callum McGregor and Scott Brown and Stuart Armstrong. Different types of players, maybe not quite as physical, McGregor and Armstrong, but capable of mixing it. But if we can get on top of Scott Brown and stop him dictating the game as he did last time we played them in the League Cup final, then a great chance for Aberdeen. But just got to repeat, everybody's got to be bang on their game.
Yeah, absolutely, bang on the game. And you know, they, as Andrew said, they don't like it up them, do they? Because say we saw in the 80 minutes after that horrible start at Pittodrie, Aberdeen actually bossed the rest of the game.
Yeah, Celtic had some seriously wobbly moments, and I'm quite surprised that Aberdeen didn't score more goals. Who knows if Big Jaden had scored with that close range header, it could have been an entirely different game. Aberdeen could have gone on to get a draw or even a victory. But as Andrew says, every single player, we can't afford to have even one player that's not 100%. Every single player, bang at it, in their faces, from the first whistle, you know.
And we know after the tragic events in Manchester that there will be increased security going in. Neither club will be having a parade on Sunday should they win, because of the current security situation. So the advice is for fans to just allow that wee bit time extra, Dave, to travel.
Yes, and you know, you've got to look at the security of our country in general, and with the terror alert now being the highest it can possibly be, critical. What is being done, it may be a slight inconvenience, but it's being done to keep everybody safe and reassure everybody.
Absolutely right. We'll get you guys teams after we've heard from former Aberdeen stalwart Alec McLeish, who does believe that the men from the Granite City can do it.
I think they're capable of doing it. I know that, knowing Derek, meticulous coach that he is, he'll look back in the League Cup final, say, well, what did we not do well there, and take a lot of factors from that. And the one thing that you can do in a head-to-head is you might not have as much quality as the opponents, but the one thing you can have is the determination, and if you can equal that or better that, then you've always got a chance. Derek and his team have been there plenty of times to be able to handle that, you know, the mental side of it. You know, going away back to 1970 when Aberdeen beat Celtic 3-1 in the final, and I think they were vast underdogs then. I can always remember watching it as a kid, and there was a guy called Kuptai Mackay. Derek unleashed a young boy. Could he be there? Sorry, Derek, it's up to you. The young boy Scott Wright getting a hat trick, whether there's consideration for him in the final after that feat, but I think Mackay was around for a wee bit longer. But it's an interesting wee thought.
Cup tie Mackay, yes, pleasant memories indeed, Andrew. I remember he guest starred for Braemar in a pre-season friendly.
Yeah, Cup tie Mackay scored 4 goals for Aberdeen, the quarter-final, the semi-final, 2 in the final, never scored another goal for the Dons, still revered, the late great Derek Mackay.
He scored for Braemar.
Did he?
Yeah,
good
he
for
did.
Him. He was supposed to turn out for Rothy Norman and didn't. He came from Macduff, local boy, just as Scott Wright is, but I can see where Alec's coming from, but I sincerely hope that Scotty Wright has a longer career than Cup tie Mackay had. But yeah, there are similarities to be drawn with the 1970 final. If you recall that was played in April that time, and Celtic were in the middle of the European Cup semi-final Battle of Britain against Leeds United at the time, and Leeds were a very, very good side indeed were Celtic, but Aberdeen still beat them. And you know, Celtic were in a European Cup final in 1970. People forget about that. It's 25 years ago this week since they won in Lisbon, but they were also in the 1970 European Cup final, and Aberdeen beat them. And as Alec said there, nobody expected them to win. So could this be a case 47 years on of history repeating itself?
Let's sincerely hope so. Let's hope so. Dave, what's your starting 11?
Right, I'm going with Joe Lewis in goals. Across the back, Shea Logan, Mark Reynolds, Ash Taylor and Andy Considine. Midfields, Niall McGinn on the right, Johnny Hayes on the left, Graeme Shinney and Ryan Jack in the middle. Andrew, I agree, Ryan Jack will start, with Kenny McLean off Adam Rooney.
Andrew.
Absolutely the same. I think it's a case we've got to go in with the strongest possible side, and you know, we're not in the position that Alec Ferguson was in back in 1986 when he just binned Eric Black altogether from the final against Hearts because he knew he was going to Metz. We can't turn around and say, right, Peter Pollitt, Ryan Jack, Niall McGinn, anybody else that's leaving, you're not playing in the final. We don't have a strong enough squad, but we've got a very good squad, and I'm sure that Derek will pick the strongest possible side, and the 11 that Dave's named there, to me, is the strongest possible Aberdeen side.
Okay, we'll get your ones to watch and your scores after we hear from Paul Hartley.
I think the last game was an outstanding game of football, one of the best games I've seen for a long time. First 10 minutes, Celtic, you know, were on top form, but I think for 70, 80 minutes, Aberdeen were a match for them, and Aberdeen in the final third have got real quality. The game could possibly have been a draw, or Aberdeen could have snatched it, but I think Aberdeen have got the players in the final third that can hurt Celtic. I think the key for me, if Aberdeen score first, then I think we'll see how Celtic can handle that pressure. It's not easy to keep winning games and winning trophies. There's other teams got to try and stop you. So the achievement they've had so far, and they'll be so determined to try and get the treble. But I think Aberdeen, on the other hand, have had an outstanding season. League Cup final, second in the league in the Scottish Cup final. So I think Derek will have his team well drilled. I think they'll be organised, and I think they'll fancy their chances.
Paul Hartley, who will be joining us tomorrow afternoon. Andrew, who's your one to watch?
I'm going to go for Johnny Hayes. Johnny owes us a big performance in a cup final because he hasn't produced one so far.
I am going for Joe Lewis. Commands his box so well, inspires those in front of him. Could be a busy day for him on Saturday, but you know, he's one of the best Dons keepers in years.
Scoreline
2-1 Aberdeen.
Ditto.
1-1, I'm going Aberdeen after extra time. One junior football tonight. A PMAC group final between Banksy and Hermes at Heatherly Falls. 7:30 kickoff. Enjoy the game tomorrow, folks. Come on, you Reds!
The northern lights of old Aberdeen mean home, sweet home to me. The northern lights of Aberdeen are what I long to see. I've been a wanderer all of my life, and many a sight I've seen. Godspeed.